The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and we are back, baby. Huge week two for me and my boy Fezzik, which was perfect because we actually went out to dinner together Thursday night. I was out in Vegas calling Vandy at UNLV, which, by the way, Steve, I don't know if you checked it out at all, ended up being an unbelievable game that UNLV won 40-37, just a wild, awesome football game. But it was great seeing you, man, and I love that we went to a local spot. I cannot believe how much food we got for that amount. You're a cheap date.
Who says Vegas doesn't have deals anymore? Everyone's like, oh, it's become so expensive. Not if you know where to go. You know, the epic part of that at the end of the evening, you and I were both like, okay, where are we working out tomorrow? Like, it's necessary after that feastus.
It was awesome. It's called Ellis Island. It was great. It was walkable from my hotel. It was awesome to see Steve in person. If you follow us on social media, at Fezzik Sports, at Ross Tucker NFL, no matter what social media platform on you are on, you were able to see some pics of us hanging together, which was great, almost as great, Steve, as the week two that we had. We're back, baby. We're back. Had a bad week one, but we are back on a roll. It's why so many of you listen to the show. It's why so many of you watch youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And it's also why so many of you are signing up to become Tuckheads members of patreon.com/RTMedia. Why pause the show? Why try to write down our bets and our best bets when our boy Grades has an unbelievable spreadsheet that he posts each and every week to the private Slack channel you only have access to if you become a patron, patreon.com/RTMedia. Steve, for the week, I kind of got off to a slow start, but I ended up being up 5 units, which was great. You were up 6.5 units, as Grades is going to grade you a little differently when you go up to a minus 130 on some of your bets. But listen, for the year, I'm still in the red. I'm at -1 after a terrible week one, but you're up 7.5. We had a good week. And we were 1-1 and a push on our three best bets, which is interesting. So we're 2-1 and wait a minute, no, where are we? Oh, we're 3-2-2 so far on our best bets. 3 wins, 2 losses, 2 pushes. We'll start with the Vikings and the Eagles. Neither one of us had anything there. Oh, I take that back. You had the Eagles in a teaser, with the Bills, and you got two units there, Steve. Kudos to you. Chiefs, Jags. I leaned to the Jags. They ended up not covering. You didn't have anything on that one. Seahawks, Lions. I leaned Seahawks. We both leaned Seahawks. And, man, they were 5.5-point underdogs, and they won the game outright. Then you get to the Chargers and the Titans. We both leaned Titans, and they came through. I can't remember if they were underdogs. No, they were underdogs, and they won outright as well. So a couple of our leans, Steve, were awfully good there. You get into the Ravens and the Bengals. I put one unit on the Ravens getting the 3.5. They won the game outright. We put two units on the under, Steve. That surprised me. I mean, the Bengals offense could not get going at all till midway through the third quarter. The punt return really hurt us, and the Ravens kind of got their offense going a little bit. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, and so the Bengals, here's a bet I just made 3 minutes ago. Bonus pick, season win, adjusted number, Bengals under 9.5. Ross, how are the Bengals going to win 10 games? They're already 1.2 games below expectation. They started at 11. Burrow looks like he's going to be hurt until at least Halloween. Even if he plays, I think the Bengals are heading for 8-9, under 9.5 for the Bengals.
Wow, okay. I like it. I like when you come out and have a bet like that early out of the blue. So what about the next game? Packers-Falcons. I leaned Falcons, and it was a push. They were laying one, and they ended on one. That doesn't happen very often, Steve. You had the Falcons up to 7.5, and the Cowboys down to -1. Now, that was a 6.5-point teaser, so that's the one where grades graded you at -120.
Yeah, and when do we play the 6.5-point teaser? We never tease onto the 3 or the 7. We got to go through it, so we had to take it up to +7.5. Yes.
Bears, Bucks. There are certain teams that I might put in the penalty box, Steve. I think I'm 0-2 with the Bears, and I know I'm 0-2 with the Texans, so I might be putting them in the penalty box. The Bears have the ball with 2 minutes left. They're down 3, Steve. You and I had two units on the Bears getting the 3 points. They have the ball. They're down 3. Worst case scenario is we push until Justin Fields throws the ball right to Shaq Barrett for a pick 6. Terrible, Steve. Terrible.
And terrible all game long for the Bears. We were lucky to be getting that push. The Bears are no good at all. I can't believe their season win number was 7.5. The Bears still suck, as Packer fans like to say.
Justin Fields is not good, Steve. No. I mean, that has to be devastating for Bears fans. They really were believing last year.
Bears haven't been good since Willie Gault was playing wide receiver. Bears just always disappoint.
Colts, Texans. You paired the Texans with the Cowboys. You had the Cowboys in two teasers, and I paired the Texans with the Buffalo Bills. So the Cowboys portion of it was good. The Bills portion of it was good. The Texans portion of it was terrible. They lose by 11, Steve, at home to the Colts, even though Richardson gets hurt. I hate the Texans now. They might be my least favorite team. They were number 32 in today's Ross Tucker Football Podcast Power Rankings.
I think you've got them overrated with the O-line issues. I would relegate them to 33 and take them completely out of the NFL.
Very frustrating. Raiders, Bills, we talked about. We had them in a teaser. You had the Bills with the Niners in a teaser for two units, so that one hit for you. Mine did not because it was with the Texans. Niners, Rams. I had the Niners with the Cowboys in a teaser. Those two units came through. Well, man, we did very, very well on the teasers. If it wasn't for the Texans, we won every other teaser. There's a reason why we do this, people. There's a reason why we do it. Anyway, I had the Niners with the Cowboys. That teaser came through. Giants, Cardinals. Cardinals were getting four. Man, it was looking great. I had the Cardinals two units, Steve, looking great for a while. Then it got dicey. They still covered. Commanders, Broncos. Commanders getting 3.5. They were getting smoked, Steve. They come back and win the game outright.
Yeah, some really weird games where teams had 97% chances to win and wound up losing. I will say, I don't think it ever got dicey on for Arizona catching more than a field goal. What a strange game that the Giants could get outscored 0-60. We'll talk about those Giants with their soon because they're the Thursday night game.
Jets, Cowboys, we already talked about. We each had the Cowboys in the teaser. Dolphins, Patriots, Sunday night. I had the Patriots. We had a best bet. Patriots, Steelers, teaser. That came through. Patriots kept it close. Steelers won the game outright. So, man, you especially crush it on the teasers, Steve. Saints, Panthers. I put two units on the Panthers. We had a best bet on the Panthers getting 3.5 at home. That was a very nice backdoor cover, Steve. That made my night last night.
We hit the octopus down 11, catching the 8 points late in the game. Had it all the way.
Unbelievable. I had buddies texting me that listen to the show or watch it. I didn't even realize how many of my buddies watch or listen to the show. It's pretty awesome. Shout out to those guys. Browns, Steelers. You put one unit on the Steelers getting 2 points. They won the game outright. I had them in that teaser with you with the Patriots. Again, for the week, you were up 6.5 units. I was up 5. I'm now -1 on the year. You're up 7.5 units. We were 1-1 on the line and 1-0 on our teasers for our best bets. We move forward to week number 3 in the NFL. But first, fall is in the air. That means we're looking forward to crisp mornings, fall leaves, sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. You guys getting ready to tailgate at some of these games? Get the Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code EVEN at checkout. Get an extra $30 off your order. Starting September 20th, that's tomorrow, you can go to omahasteaks.com and shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. I don't know how they're doing that. Don't forget to enter promo code EVEN at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, because this sale is only for a limited time. Steve, we start with Thursday night's game. The Niners are laying 10.5 at home. The total is 40.5 against the Giants, who will not have Saquon Barkley.
So I'll lean to the best team in the NFL right now, the 49ers. Dallas is right there also. However, I like the fact the Giants are staying out west, so that's going to mitigate the Thursday night road team disadvantage. And further, a lot of times these East Coast teams struggle with the late start times. Well, their circadian rhythms for the day will be fine because they'll be out west all week long. I'll still lean, though, to the Niners, who are just incredible this year.
I'm going to put one unit on the Giants. 10.5 points, a lot. That's a lot. One unit. G-men getting 10.5. Sunday, we've got the Dolphins hosting the Broncos. Dolphins laying 6.5, totals 48, Steve.
Yeah, it's right where I made it. I passed the game, Ross. Tua obviously playing very, very well. Miami a dark horse to win the AFC now.
And Steve, you just don't get the value if you tease it down to -0.5 and you want the Dolphins to win the game outright, right?
Just play the money line because you probably shop around to get a -260. If you put them in a teaser, that leg of the teaser, it's like laying -280. Never tease a 6.5-point favorite or a 6-point favorite. If you like them to win, just play the money line.
Got it. Love it. That's why you're here. I'd probably lean Dolphins. I don't know what's going on with the Broncos. The Bills are in Washington. The Commanders are getting 6.5 at home. Total's 44.5.
Yeah, even the way you said it, I think we're going to have a best bet here. Who is Buffalo to be laying 6.5 on the road? Think about this. They're just home against the Raiders. They're home. And they're only laying 8. Now they're on the road against a team that is as good as the Raiders, and they're laying 6.5. Washington can hang in there. 2 units of Washington.
I'm going to go on that with you. Man, I wish it was 7 or 7.5, obviously, but I'm going to take the Commanders. Left hand up. I like the way those guys are playing right now. Washington plus 6.5, 2 units. That is a best bet.
The best bet.
Speaking of best bets, your best bet this weekend, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends, whoever. Live life to the power of we. Watch the Ole Miss Alabama game Saturday, 3:30 CBS. Your boy will be in the booth for SEC on CBS. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. The Colts are catching 8 points in Baltimore against the Ravens. The total's 44.
Yeah, so a great teaser here. Baltimore, despite all their injuries, they're going to win the game. Ideally, Richardson plays for Indy because after the concussion, he probably isn't going to run as much, which means he's going to be an inferior quarterback to Minshew. Frankly, I would much prefer this if Minshew didn't play and it was Richardson. We will see. Either way, it's fine. I'll tease Baltimore 2 units, and I'll tease them with Jacksonville, 2-unit teaser play.
I already had that written down, my friend. The exact same 2-team, 6-point teaser. We're taking Baltimore. Wow, this is interesting. While we're recording, they went from -7.5 to -8. Literally while we're recording. Because I had it written down 2 minutes before we started the show. Baltimore -1.5. It's actually Baltimore -2.0. All of our bets are from DraftKings Sportsbook. While we record, it's 9:41 a.m. Eastern time. Which, by the way, is why you should follow at Ross Tucker Pod on social media, especially Twitter or X or whatever, and turn notifications on so you know exactly when this thing is posted, so you can listen immediately and go ahead and get things before the line moves. So we're on the same page. The next game is Jacksonville laying 8.5 against the Texans. I'm teasing that down, -8.5 to -2.5. The total's 44. You and I did the same thing there. It's a best bet, 2-team, 6-point, 2-unit teaser. What about the Falcons in Detroit getting 3.5, Steve? The total's 46.
So I was going to bet Atlanta, and then I thought about it, and Detroit was -3 in turnovers in their loss to Seattle at home. Because of that, Detroit suddenly needs this game, and Atlanta doesn't. Just a lean to Atlanta. The power ratings like the Falcons, though.
I love the Falcons in this game. They know who they are. They keep the games close. I don't like all the injuries for the Lions. I mean, I don't like, you know, Gardner Johnson done for the year. They lose James Houston, the edge rusher. Montgomery, their running back's out for a while. I don't like that. The total's 46. I'm putting 2 units on Arthur Smith and Atlanta getting those 3.5 points. What about the Patriots laying 3 on the road? Think about that. Laying 3 on the road at the New York Jets. Steve, the total for an NFL football game is 36.5.
So think about
an NFL football game.
Think about how much in denial the New York Jets organization is saying, you know, we got our quarterback in Wilson. We're good. The Jets are catching 3 points against the worst team in the AFC East. Correction, the second worst team, because the Jets are clearly the worst team. But having said that, they're home, Ross, and they're catching 3. Come on now. Bridge too far. I'll take the Jets for 2 units.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've watched Zach Wilson play football too many times. I think the Patriots are actually pretty decent. They've gone against 2 really good teams. So I'm not doing it. I would lean to the Jets, but I'm not putting the 2 units down on it. What about the Chargers laying 1 on the road against the Vikings? Total's 54. Steve, they're both 0-2. Whoever loses this game is pretty much donezo early in the year.
This is like the Georgia South wrestling back in the 70s, where it's like loser must leave town, and then the dude has to like put on a mask and be like Mr. Wrestling number 3 for the next 6 months because he's been banned from Georgia. Yeah, the Chargers going to Charger. Chargers, Herbs looks good. Looks real good until the fourth quarter with the game on the line. And then they just need one drive and he can't come up with it. Or one trip in the end zone, can't do it, Herbs and company. Vikings do nothing but play close games. So this will be a close game. 6.5-point teaser. I'm going to take the Vikings from +1. Got to get them to 7.5, not to 7, to +7.5. I'm going to pair them with the Raiders hosting the Steelers. They're +1 up to +7.5. So a two-team 6.5-point teaser.
I would probably just lean to the Chargers there, but I don't have much for that one. The Saints are playing the Green Bay Packers. Saints are getting 2 points on the road. Total's 43.5. Short week for the Saints. I don't like that. But I think their defense is pretty good. Man, I think they are legit. I'm going to take the Saints up to +8, Steve. And I'm going to pair them with the L.A. Rams up to +8. The Rams are getting 2 points on the road Monday night against the Bengals. So I got the Saints up to +8 and the Rams up to +8. Another two-team, 6-point, two-unit teaser.
That's a best bet. I'm with you on that teaser.
Love it. What about the Titans getting 3.5 on the road in Cleveland? Total's 40.5.
Yep. You know, unfortunately, like, we're taping 6:30 my time. I did a podcast till 1 in the morning. I got to ask you, I mean, I know Ford went for 71 yards. How's Cleveland looking at running back without Chubb and how much of a downgrade that is? Usually running backs aren't more than a point, but this might be the exception to the rule. Until I do that research, I'm passing the game.
I thought Ford looked pretty good, and he had a long run. He's probably faster than Chubb, but that's still a big loss. I think it's a big loss. I'll take the Titans getting the Titans. Every game comes down to a field goal. So my rule is, if you can get the Titans for +3.5, take them. I guarantee this game comes down to a field goal or 3 points or less. Every Titans game is the exact same game since Vrabel's been their coach. Tennessee +3.5, two units. Speaking of the Game Time app, Steve, huge fan of the Game Time app. You don't need to plan like months in advance. Just make sure the app's on your phone. If there's a game, you can check it out and see exactly how much it would be. You can download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Looks like you can get into that Ole Miss game I'm calling, Ole Miss Alabama, for $67. $47 if you redeem code MONEY for $20 off on the Game Time app. What about Carolina getting 5.5 in Seattle? Total's 42.5, Steve.
So to quote from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Sean Penn, Jeff Spicoli says, dude, as soon as I pass your class, I'm staying away from your side of the building, Mr. Hand, the rest of my high school career. Well, that's how I feel about Carolina. I had 3.5 in my pocket. Hey, I passed with them. And now I don't want to touch these god-awful Carolina Panthers. I lean Seattle.
I would only lean Seattle as well. Carolina needs to look better. Although I will say in the fourth quarter, I thought they looked a little bit better. What about the Cowboys laying 12 big ones against Arizona? Total's 43.5. Cardinals have been competitive, Steve.
A spread like that, that is a neighborhood that I don't drive through, much less stop and take pictures. I pass.
I would pass as well. I would only lean Cardinals getting that many points. How about the Bears? The Bears are getting 13 points against a Chiefs team that hasn't played very well, Steve. Total's 48.
Yep, I'm supposed to be betting the Bears. Can't do it. Got the best team, the third best team in the NFL playing the third worst team. No, thank you. Better opportunities to invest our money.
I can only lean Chicago there, but I can't do it. I can't watch Justin Fields and those guys play football and bet on them again. I think they've screwed me twice now. The Steelers and the Raiders, you already teased the Raiders earlier on. Steelers are laying 1 point on the road. The total is 44. Monday night, The Eagles are laying 5.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Total's 46.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure right now that the Vikings are any better than Tampa Bay. So we just saw Minnesota hang in there on the road against your Eagles. Now they got to go to Tampa Bay. Should be a rocking night in Tampa. I'll take Tampa Bay. 2 units. I think the Eagles are overrated this year. At least they are so far.
I would agree with the way they played so far. I'm going to go with the Bucs. I'm going to take the 5.5 points. I think the Eagles probably win the game. It's probably close, but the Bucs are playing well. Eagles are still pretty beat up, losing their nickel corner, Avante Maddox. The total's 46. That's a best bet. Bucs plus 5.5, 2 units. Finally, we got the Rams and the Bengals. Steve, I already told you, you and I both paired the Rams up to plus 8 because they're getting 2 against the Bengals. Took them up to plus 8, paired them with the Saints. 2 units. The total's 44. How about the fact, what was the line at DraftKings like a month ago? The Bengals are only favored by 2 points at home against the Rams?
The line was 7, and so this line is telling you that Burrow is very unlikely to play. If he doesn't play, though, the Rams will close minus 1.
Got it. Wow. What an episode. Let's keep it rolling. We got a bunch of best bets this week. Historically, they have been unbelievable. Love that you guys are with us. Love that you love the show. Tell everybody you know. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.